Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
We've done the game where you have to battle the hot takes. You have to choose your position for or against,
yes,
pro or con, before you know what you're arguing.
Okay, yeah.
We did boys versus girls. Yeah. We've also done games where you use these accent cards to force yourself to have an accent.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yes.
This one will be a little bit different. Maitland and Kelly will be a team. Hot Wings and Steve will be a team.
Okay.
But what the difference is, only one person from each team would be debating. The other two will be trying to guess what their teammate's accent word is.
Okay.
So, for example, if Hot Wings was arguing his point as Batman, he couldn't say I'm Batman, but Steve's job would be able to be to identify that Hot Wings was arguing the point as Batman. Meanwhile, Tommy, you will decide who won the debate.
Okay.
Right. Multiple layers.
Wait, so I have to guess what my teammate's accent is?
Yes.
Oh,
so you can't participate.
Oh, no problem.
And then it'll swap. Then you'll be debating.
Okay.
Okay. So Maitland and Hot Wings first. Maitland, would you like to defend the card or attack the card?
We'll go defend it.
Okay.
Okay.
Give you that.
Am I allowed to look at it now?
Sure.
I don't know what this
is.
Oh,
Jesus.
Okay.
I don't either.
Cool.
What is it?
Head bob.
What does that mean? I saw that earlier and I meant to take it out because I thought, I don't know what that is.
Well, that's somebody either filleting or getting into a groove, I guess. But I don't know how you would. I don't think that might work with a game in person, but on the radio, that would not work.
But even then, I'd be like, what is wrong with you? Are you having a seizure? All right. Maitland, give us a hot take and defend it.
Meh. See, I think people should be compensated extra for their commute to work.
Oh, you're a gangster.
Yeah.
You're too fast.
She's my teammate.
I didn't say go yet.
Oh.
Hobbings hasn't even retorted, but you're right.
I didn't even know what the topic was.
You don't know what the topic is. She just said
it. No, I do now. Okay. I do now.
Yeah, that's how this goes.
But
what, did you supposed to get a letter in the mail telling you at a dance?
I think getting compensated for driving.
Orgasm voice.
Yes.
Maitland recoiled so much when you started that. Immediately sent a hot rush of blood to her cheeks.
I don't like seeing my dad do that.
All right. So the debate.
So who wins?
That wasn't enough debate.
Oh.
I mean, you both just made an opening statement.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So debate more.
What was your return volley? I didn't hear the words.
Compensated for driving is stupid.
Okay.
Sounds like you're getting compensated for driving while you're doing that.
Yeah.
You see? On your drive to work. Where is this going?
Now you're Ross Perot.
You're literally the one who's supposed to know.
Yeah, see?
Are these for me or for Kelly?
On your drive to work. Okay. You think it's going Norm MacDonald. I can't.
Okay.
Do more.
You're thinking about work on your drive to work. What about it?
Your reply, Orgasm King.
If you're thinking about work on the toilet, do you get paid for pooping too?
You should.
That's ridiculous. And not at all how commerce works.
Tommy, who won this hot debate?
Hot way.
Oh.
Yes. Was it just because he talked last?
No, because you had a great point about if I can get paid to poop, man, I would just stay on the toilet.
You start an OnlyFans. Go poop right now.
we already do.
All right. Yeah. They let you do that here. All right, Kelly and Steve, each have your accents, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Steve, would you like
accent is a very loose term.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, so was mine. I mean, that's not really an accent.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know,
that's just what they call them.
Okay.
Do you want to defend the card or attack the card?
I want to defend the card.
Okay.
Okay, so Steve will be defending the hot take on the card that he's just been handed as though it's his own idea with an accent of the card's choosing, and Kelly will debate against him with her accent.
And Hot Wings has to guess my accent, and Maitland has to guess Kelly's accent.
Yes, but not so right now the score is 2-1, Hot Wings and Steve.
Yes.
Because they each guessed the accents, but only one won the debate.
Okay.
This is important stuff.
Okay. It is. Very.
Okay. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey everybody, look. It's better to live in a tiny, tiny apartment in a big, big city.
I know exactly what you
want. Than to live in a big, huge house in a crappy location. Let me tell you why. Because when you're in the area that the small place that, in the big city, there's so much more to do. But when you're in the big house in a crappy location, there's nothing to do there. You're just in the middle of the woods and look, there's nothing to do. Can't even go out and get a bite to eat.
This is the same feeling I get when we're on stage for Live at Night and somebody gets on stage and you realize they're way more drunk than you thought they were before you picked them.
Yes. Yeah. Steve is a drunk or Dean Martin.
Absolutely, I'm a drunk.
Yeah. All right.
I knew from your opening word. It's all I needed.
I liked the burp in the middle. I was
the burp.
Very authentic.
Okay, well, guys, I just wanted to tell you guys that I was
a nerd.
I could. That's right, man. That's exactly why. How did you know that?
It
good.
Was the push up of the glasses you're not wearing with the middle finger
and the breathing through my retainer sound in the back of my mouth. Anyway, I seriously think that living in big houses in the woods is so much better, Steven.
Yeah, I see it.
This text.
Not much of a debate.
I thought Steve was doing Kelly's food poisoning accent.
The two are similar.
Yeah, similar.
Mm-hmm.
That's the full debate. That's all you have.
So who won?
Nerds got.
Okay, Tommy.
Well, due to Kelly's lack of debate, I'm gonna have to give it to Steve.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh boy, four to what a two.
Yeah.
Mm.
What a whooping. Are you ready to try again?
Yes.
Okay. Pass these over. Give them to Kelly and Hot Wings in any random order that you want.
Kelly, do you want to jump in on a round two?
Nope.
I can be the card hander-outer.
No, that'd mess up the teams. That'd be terrible.
No. You can just replace me.
Hot Wings, do you want to defend the hot take or attack it?
I'll defend it.
Okay.
That's going to be hard. Okay.
Okay, Hot Wings, with his accent that was assigned by one game,
will
defend a hot take that was assigned by another.
Okay. Trigonometry
should not be taught in high school.
Oh, you're sucking helium.
Because there's already 48 other kinds of math. How many kinds of math do we need? You only need basic math to get through most life.
Doesn't it start to wear off?
If you have a specialty, if you have a specialized degree in something that you have,
that was good.
There's no way I could have done this accent.
I might have gotten the first part, but the second part would have just sounded
I could maybe
like.
Maybe say like one word. If trigonometry is important for the job you want later, take it in college. You don't need it in high school.
Maitland, what is your counterpoint?
Yes, now listen here, whippersnapper. I have used trigonometry exactly 90 times in my 90-year life. It's very important. And
it's
only
once a year.
I don't think.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yes, but I use it all the time, and it's because I learned it in high school back in the 40s, before your dad was born. And it was a really great time.
Describe trigonometry to me.
Well, you see here, it's a mix of math and geometry where there's triangles. You can figure it out pretty easily.
Island's an old person. Can I give it to her grandma?
Yeah. Absolutely. Tommy, who won that round?
Hot Wings won that round.
Yes!
He's playing favorites.
He's playing favorites.
He's nice. Tommy might be
playing favorites.
Boys versus girls, it feels like, because I thought you won that one.
Well,
What? You all right. did not.
See if you want me to tag out and you can. Okay. Yeah. Hand that to Kelly.
Okay. That'll be fun.
Okay.
Kelly, do you want to defend the hot take or attack the hot take?
I'll defend it.
Okay.
Okay.
And I will be
Preview, in. You have your accent.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Great.
So I'm on Hot Wings team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If we lose now, then Tommy just hates me.
Honey, let me tell y'all something. There is nothing worse than a bath. How am I going to wipe off all this makeup and this big old hair and this big beautiful dress?
I don't hear an accent.
Sweetie, it doesn't have to be an accent for this one.
I know
one.
Who it is.
It's got to be a personality for who I am. And baths are gross. So nasty. Who takes a bath these days? Nobody. Maybe straight white men. Boo! I'm talking, we need showers. We need showers and only showers. That's how you wipe this face off. And then when I take this wig off and I got to scrub my bald head, I don't need to do that in a bath. I need to do it in a shower because I'm fabulous.
You're Dolly Parton.
I'm a drag queen.
Close? Dolly Parton is not a drag queen.
But drag queens love her.
They do.
You are such a naughty little girl. You've been on the naughty list. And maybe a bath would get you clean. You are a dirty skank in more than one way. Every year the missus gives me a bath when I get back from my long night's journey before I make slaves do all of the work for 364 days. And that bath is a joyous occasion filled with peppermint sticks and newt's toes.
That's something I didn't know about the holiday Santa Claus.
Correct.
Santa's a weird little pervert.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Santa's entitled to have a little thing on the side.
I'm the original old white guy. Ho, 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 ho. Tommy, who won?
Well, that was pretty impressive, free beer, but
I have to go with Kelly.
Oh, whoa!
This is absolutely.
They didn't even
horsely.
Get the guess right.
That's that okay.
Yeah, but I got a good mental picture.
We still deserve a point.
Wait. Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
We won the debate.
Yeah. You guys got, did you guess who Free Beer was impersonating?
Yes.
Hot Wings? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Or Steve.
All right.
I initially pondered Ed McMahon.
5-3 now. 5-4. Ooh, tighten up.
All right.
Final round.
No, it's 5-3.
They got 2 points the first two times, and then they got 2 points that time. Oh, no, they missed it. Okay, you got to get both to tie.
Yeah.
Give one of those to Hot Wings. Hot Wings, do you want to defend the card? No, Maitland, do you want to defend the card or attack the card?
We'll so attack the card.
By this game.
Yeah, that's the point of
it. It's like, yeah.
The confusion's the point, Steve.
Okay, you're defending the card?
Attacking it.
You're attacking the card. Okay.
So then Hot Wings has to have it. Yeah.
God dang it, man. Why do I keep getting these types?
Okay.
Why do I keep getting these types?
Yeah.
Really? I think that city life is so much better than the country life.
It's the same.
You have no idea how much the country life just really sucks. It's so boring. There's nothing to do but play in dirt.
That seems really natural to
you. Yeah. I just have so much more fun.
Do a character.
It's so much more lively.
Maitland's a crier.
Yes.
She's crying.
City life is way better. Way better. Don't tell me any different.
Living in the country is far.
Pooping man!
Better than living in the city.
This guy's pooping. Yeah.
City is filled with noises and pollution. Where do people go when they want to ease their minds? They don't go to the city. They go to the country to get into nature and to hear the birds and the water running and woodland creatures and see fireflies and lightning bugs, depending on where you live.
What character is Hot Wings doing?
I believe he is a person pooping.
Yes, of course.
A square poop. Oh, nice job. Well done. Really aggressive. Tommy, who won that round?
Well, I want to say I commend you both because that was very impressive on both fronts.
Thank you.
I will give it to Maitland because her crying did bring tears to my eyes.
Oh, wow.
But that didn't Hot Wings pooping bring poop to your butt?
Well,
You all right?
I got a little catch in my throat because I'm so caught up on that debate that you guys had. I liked Maitland's argument that there's just so much more to do and playing in dirt can only get you so far.
Mm-hmm. You didn't listen to Hot Wings, did you?
I did, but if he's playing with the woodland creatures while he's pooping himself, I don't know.
Well, I don't think he has to.
I wouldn't do it at the same time.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
I mean, I never have. You know, I mean, I imagine wiping with a raccoon would be probably pretty pleasant, but yeah, I wasn't thinking that they would be together. But fine.
Well, right. Well done, everyone. You really combined a lot of your skills just now. This is like the SATs for idiots.